This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surf of Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Kim Ware, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, thanks.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Sure. Well, I was a drummer for a long time. That was my first instrument. And I played in like kind of indie rock bands in the 90s and stuff like that. And played with, I moved to Atlanta in 2004, started playing with a few really good singer-songwriters. And honestly, that was the first time that I really started paying attention to like the craft of songs and like the lyrics. And instead of just like, you know, backing up somebody and trying to make a lot of noise. And I had gone through a divorce, and I picked up a guitar like a couple years later, around 2006, at a flea market, kind of on a whim, and just all these songs started coming out of me about all these things that I had not really been very honest about or really talked about much.
Right.
And I was hooked from that point on. Like, I still play drums a little bit, but I'm much more focused on playing guitar, writing songs and stuff.
Got grabbed.
Yeah, for sure.
Guitars will do that.
I know.
So, what was the spark for the first song you're going to play for us?
I'm part of a Facebook group called Theme Music, and every 2 weeks a new theme is announced, and you can either perform a song and like make a video of you performing the song, and some people do very extravagant videos, and it can be a cover, or you can write a song based on the theme. And so I wrote this song. It's called 7 Year Sentence, Going to Hell, in parentheses. It was a prompt for that group. I think the theme was hell. It's like every 2 weeks a new theme is announced. However, I think it used to be every 1 week. And I think this was when they were doing it every 1 week. And I remember it was the day before the new theme. And the first line just like popped into my head. And I was like, oh, I should write that for theme music. And I really wrote it thinking, I'll do this for this group. And it seemed really dark and raw. And it was, at the time, it was really different from most of my other stuff. So I didn't think it would be a song that I would carry with me after that. But my husband was like, that's like your best song. That needs to, you need to like put that on your, I was recording an album at the time and I was almost done. He's like, no, that needs to go on your album. And so now it's become one of my favorite songs to play.
How cool. Let's hear it.
Okay. I'm going to hell, but my friends are there, so it won't be long. Going to hell, where everyone cares, 'cause everyone knows me. Well, I'm trying to make sense of all the consequences of burning down bridges and fences. We mended. I spent the last 7 years just pretending. We'll tell to get through the day, to mask all our grieving. Well, I might have lost sight of what's right and what's honest, devised my own version of keeping a promise. I spent the last 7 years just pretending. Break. to hell.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
You may be starting a new genre with that. Maybe goth folk.
Oh, I like it.
So, tell us about your most memorable show.
Oh, gosh. So, in the summer of 2015, I had the great pleasure and honor of doing a few shows with Indigo Girls.
Wow.
I went up through the Midwest and then back down. We did a handful of shows opening for them. It was amazing, as you can imagine. But the most memorable, I think, was the very first show. It was on my birthday, ironically. Wow. And it was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the... I couldn't pronounce it then. The Gardens,
right
there. Beautiful outdoor venue, right? And we had done, like, a television thing with the local news that morning, and we had to wake up at, like, 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
So... I was really worked up and worried that I was gonna be worried, which is something I told a therapist once. Like, I was worried that I was gonna be like a nervous wreck at that show, you know, because it was by far the biggest show we'd ever played. It was in front of like 1,500 people, and prior to that, the biggest show I'd played was probably in front of 150 people, you know, so it was a
right.
big jump all of a sudden, right? So anyway, between the very little sleep the night before, because I think we had drove in, got in our hotel about
right.
2 a.m., woke up at 5:30 in the morning, did the TV thing, had to be at the Gardens at probably about like 2 in the afternoon, whatever. So all that, and then I got this calm drink from Whole Foods to try to chill me out. I was so friggin' chill, like unbelievably so. I was so comfortable, and I think I was too tired to work up anxiety, honestly.
There you go.
But it was amazing, and I felt so good on that stage. And in the middle of our set, the crowd started singing Happy Birthday to me. I was like, this is crazy. Is this really happening? So yeah, it was wonderful.
Great. Tell us about the album project you're working on.
Yeah, so we're almost done mastering it. We're almost done with the artwork. It's called Prose and Consciousness, and it'll be out October 11th. I work with a little kind of boutique label collective in Chapel Hill, North Carolina called Potluck. They're helping me release it. A great group of folks. And it's my fifth full length. It's one thing I'm really proud of about it is it doesn't have a single breakup song on it.
How about that?
And I don't know if you can tell by the previous one, like, that used to be like the main fodder for my
right.
songwriting. And when I was putting the songs together for this new album, at first that wasn't intentional, but I realized, like, oh, if I just leave out this and this, there won't be a breakup song on this album, and I really like that. So it's
yeah.
just it's very much a kind of midlife woman anxiety, trying to sort through everything going on in our world right now,
right.
sort of album. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, would you play another song for
of
us?
Of course, yeah. I think this will be close enough for folk and roll. This is a fairly new one called Blood Orange Moonshot. I wrote it about the Blood Orange Moon in January. My head and I make a dumb joke. I don't know what else I should say. But nights like tonight, I feel better somehow. It seems like maybe we're the same. With nothing to prove and no one to let down, and no fear of taking the blame. So let's lay our heads in our separate beds. Tomorrow is coming too soon. Go about your day in your own special way, and know that I saw the same moon. Just know that we saw the same moon.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, David.
Thanks so much for coming in today and sharing your music.
Thank you for having me. This is great.